The next patient is Doyle Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. This is for November the 28th, 2022. The name of the patient, Doyle Wright. Clinical case of a 49-year-old white male that is a patient of Dr. Khurana. Khurana, K-H-U-R-A-N-A. That has been referred to the practice because of the deterioration of the kidney function in a short period of time. In February of 22, the creatinine was 1.8. In August was 2.5. And the most recent creatinine that was on November the 23rd, 2022, the serum creatinine went up to 3.1, and the estimated GFR down to 23 mLs per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is 618. Period. The BUN creatinine ratio is from 1 to 10, which is normal. The most likely situation is that the patient has a combination of factors. The underlying disease is diabetes, diabetic nephropathy. However, during the latest determination, this patient has a hemoglobin A1C that is 6.6. This could be related to the better blood sugar control and better dietetic habits that he has. And also to the continuous glucose monitoring. However, in a patient that is with a better blood sugar control and with the blood pressure control, that is still deterioration of the kidney function could be related to another factor. The patient has ulcers in the feet related to the peripheral vascular disease. To the administration of antibiotics for a prolonged period of time, given interstitial nephritis. Period. Another component could be the exposure to contrast material in the past. Period. In order to clarify the situation, and give all the benefit of in order to clarify the situation, a kidney biopsy is going to be ordered. Period. Where I explain in detail the indication for the kidney biopsy to the patient as well to the wife, and they agreed to do that. Period. We are going to check the kidney function right after the kidney biopsy.
Because Bactrim bathroom. And you can also, you know, if you still have a concern, you can call me and let me know what they gave her, and then I can double check.
Number two, a patient had evidence of osteomyelitis of the left great toe that is getting progressively better. However, the patient has been exposed for a long time to the administration of antibiotics. Next number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The patient has significant fluid overload with a pitting edema that is 3/4. A low sodium diet and a fluid intake that should be restricted to 50 ounces in 24 hours. And we continue with the administration of Biomex. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, anemia related to CKD. Period. We are going to reevaluate the case after the kidney biopsy. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and the face-to-face conversation and an explanation of the procedure. I spent 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.